Getting Green. It's this particular Monday of the month, the fourth Monday of the month. Today's topic, PACE, Property Assess Clean Energy Programs, with you, Andy Levin, Managing Partner with Levin Energy Partners. Good morning to you, Andy.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
Doing fine. Let me finish your title, LLC and President, Lean and Green, Michigan. It's good to be lean, it's good to be green, and it's good to be in Michigan. So you got a pretty cool brand.
That's right. It says it all. You got to save money, you got to save the planet, and no place better to do it than right here.
Andy, I always like to begin these Getting Green segments with an introduction of yourself and your role at your organization, if you would.
Oh, sure. Well, so I most recently was the deputy director and then the acting director of the Michigan Department of Energy, Labor, and Economic Growth. And in late 2010, we passed this new statute called the PACE Act, Property Assessed Clean Energy Act. And after I left the state, I didn't see this, what I thought was this just amazing new tool. I didn't think it was going to happen on its own. So I created my company and created this Lean and Green Michigan program so that local governments all over the state of Michigan could jump into this PACE game to help property owners save energy and save money.
Great. Well, let's get into it. What is PACE?
So PACE sets out to solve the problem. It's essentially a financing mechanism, and it sets out to solve the problem of high upfront costs and long paybacks for solar panels or geothermal systems or even windows and insulation, you know, that might save people money over time. And the way it does it is called property assessed clean energy because the local government lets the business involved or the nonprofit take on a property tax special assessment on their property. And when you run the financing through a property tax special assessment, it's all private capital, Shelley. There's no government money here whatsoever, but the private lender becomes the beneficiary of a tax lien on your building. So if you don't pay your loan back, you're literally not paying your property taxes, and of course you're not going to do that. So that's so secure for the lender that they'll lend money at a fixed interest rate, a competitive fixed interest rate for up to 20 or 25 years, and that solves the problem. They'll lend you 100% of what you need to retrofit your factory or warehouse or hotel or YMCA or, you know, church or whatever. And so you don't have to pay anything up front. And by Michigan's law, your payments on the loan must be less than the amount of money you're saving in energy for the whole time. So it's a no upfront costs and a cash flow positive deal. And it's not magic. It's simply long-term competitive interest rate financing. And someone, you may have known this, Shelley, but I didn't.
Yep.
There is nothing like a 30-year fixed interest rate mortgage for businesses. You know, you and I could buy a home like that. I probably couldn't buy one otherwise, you know. But businesses don't have access to that long-term fixed interest rate capital. PACE provides that, and it opens the door to clean energy retrofits for every kind of business in the state of Michigan.
I think you've answered a bit of how it can be used, if you expand on that. And then let's share a couple of benefits, Andy.
Yeah, so first thing that has to happen is the local government has to sign on because, after all, the whole thing is that the government is, providing this facility for the business to use the property tax special assessment. So far, 19 counties and 9 cities and townships throughout the state of Michigan have joined our Lean and Green Michigan program. It's sort of like a public-private partnership. There's no cost to the local government to join it. And then a property owner, the main thing is that a property owner, the business or the nonprofit needs to spend a fair amount in utility costs to, you know, to make it make sense. So something like $60,000 a year. Any building that has $60,000 a year or more of electricity, natural gas, and water costs may be, you know, may make sense for them to look at this.
How widespread, Andy, I know where's home for you? Are you on the southeast side of the state?
Yep. I live in Bloomfield Township. Our office is in Detroit, and we have counties from Houghton and Marquette and Delta County up in the Upper Peninsula down almost to the, you know, Indiana and Ohio borders. So we got Northwest Michigan, Grand Traverse. There's a bunch of West Michigan counties, Leelanau, Antrim, down Montcalm County, Kalamazoo, Calhoun. So
Yeah.
There's Western Michigan as well as Southeast Michigan. About the 7 of the 10 biggest counties by population in the state are already in. So about 54% of all Michiganders already live in a Lean Green Michigan PACE district, and new counties join every quarter. So
yeah, and let me pick on you when it comes to how it looks specifically in West Michigan.
Well, we've got a number of counties in West Michigan. If you're literally slicing the state in half, if you're talking about where you're sitting so far, Kent County and Ottawa and Muskegon, that little narrow region, none of them are in yet, but we've had a lot of great discussions with folks there. And I think it's really a question in this, your show and other kind of public education is what moves the ball. It's really a question of developing a project that makes sense and then taking it to the, to the local government and saying, hey, would you pass this, join this program so that you can help my company, my nonprofit, save money, save energy, reduce our carbon footprint.
Yeah. PACE is our topic today, Property Assessed Clean Energy. These are programs, thanks to the leadership of my guest, Andy Levin, managing partner with Levin Energy Partners. Let's have you talk about some of the challenges for adoption.
Well, I think the main thing is it just sounds too good to be true. When you have a breakthrough thing like this and it really solves a big problem, people feel like, can it really be true? So the best antidote to that is that we're just starting to close projects now. We've closed a project in Greenville out your way at a subsidized apartment complex, Cambridge Court there, which was financed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and we did a project there. I mean, I could tell you about more details. We did a project just most recently for a manufacturer in Troy, Michigan. We've done a beer distributor, big warehouse in Orion Township, Michigan, and we did commercial office building just outside Lansing, where actually the Michigan Public Service Commission and the Michigan Agency for Energy are the tenants. So it's privately owned, so you could do a PACE project, but the state is a tenant there. And you can see a video of Governor Snyder's energy policy leaders talking about how great PACE was, because otherwise they couldn't have upgraded the building because the state doesn't own it. So if you think about it, you've got an apartment building, an office building, a warehouse, and a manufacturer all having done projects so far. And that's what really turns the tide, I think, is that people say, oh, wow, look, this really works. Here it is. And the numbers are really quite compelling on these projects. So, for example, if you take the beer distributor, they did solar, big solar array on the roof of their recycling place where they recycle the bottles, and they did LED lights throughout their facility. They spent the project was about $435,000, and they're going to pay $40,000 less in electricity every year, and they're cutting out 360,000 kilowatt hours of traditional electricity every year, which is equivalent of about 267,000 pounds of coal. And, so it's a great project. And each of these projects is like that. They're each sort of a great story of just a local business or a nonprofit. We have some of those coming too that really can just bottom line save money. The folks who listened to your segment about energy and the environment may be interested in those issues in particular, but this just makes sense to companies as a straight-up bottom-line proposition. Quit wasting 30% or whatever it is of your energy spend and do it in a way that adds positive cash flow to your bottom line. That's what PACE really allows.
Cool. What are the plans for the future? And expand on what you need to say, Andy.
Well, so one thing your listeners would probably want to know about is this isn't just limited to Michigan. It started in California, and it's now spread to 33 states and the District of Columbia. And PACE for commercial industrial buildings is about doubling every year. So There's now been over 750 projects worth over $250 million that have been completed. And PACE for single-family homes may be coming. It already exists in a big, big way in California. And the president just released a video with a woman who owns a row house in Baltimore, modest home, who's putting solar on her roof with PACE financing. And, you know, I could give you a link to that video if you want to post it. And so we don't have residential PACE in our statute in Michigan, but I think as more and more businesses use it, we can go back to the legislature and in Lansing and make the case of, hey, let homeowners do this too. But we expect, I think we'll have several more governments in by the end of this year, and we'll announce many more projects in the months to come, including probably a nonprofit in the city of Detroit, a YMCA in southwestern Michigan, a very large industrial facility up north. So there's I think, Shelley, the most amazing thing is the staggering variety of programs. I mean, in general, our building stock is old and tired. People have not had the money to update their buildings, and PACE provides them a way to do it. So we're hoping we can help a lot of people save energy through this program.
Yes, it has to be good for the individual and for the collective. Yes, in the background you presented for me, goodness, Andy, this video should be a must-see, how PACE financing works, in addition to the background and the case studies and more. So, again, our best source, where's a one-stop shop again, Andy?
The best place to go is to the Lean and Green Michigan website, which is leanandgreenmi.com, all one word. So leanandgreenmi.com. And, of course, if people just Google Lean and Green Michigan, it'll be the first thing that comes up as well.
Yeah, I've got my map and list of all the counties and cities and townships and more. Final word?
Well, the final word is, if somebody's listening and they've got a project and they look and they see their county's not on the map, don't worry. I mean, the whole way we expand the program is by helping people who have good projects get their county in. So get in touch with us and we will help you get your local government on board if you've got a project that needs doing. That's why we're doing this, after all, to help save companies money. And every single project that, while a company's saving money, is reducing our carbon footprint, putting people to work, moving us towards a sustainable economy. And that's what we really all want. And that's what our kids are demanding of us, speaking personally. That's what my kids are demanding of me anyway. So,
yeah, your passion is evident. Thank you on behalf of our Getting Green segment for sharing your talents and your words about PACE. Managing partner, Levin Energy Partners, LLC. President, Lean and Green Michigan, Andy Levin. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Shelley.